Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
It's because Ford doesn't have to plow the roads. Oh, I see. $100 billion? Is that what? Well, what but Glenn, their schools aren't nearly as good as ours are. Remember that one, Mike?
Yeah.
Guys, podcast, the place where money meets politics, very similar to the radio show format that we've been on for 20 plus years. And I think we're going to do a quick one today. So stick with us throughout the entire time. You need us, by the way, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us, hit the thumbs up button on YouTube. All the conservative talk we need, especially that YouTube. Make sure you give us a thumbs up. Let's start here, Glenn. Fireworks across New York to mark end to COVID restrictions.
I thought they were illegal in New York.
Well, they are unless you're Andrew Cuomo, then then harassing women and fireworks are completely legal.
I mean, are they saying people can do fireworks? Like, hey, everyone, go out and get your fireworks and blow them off? Or are they saying they're going to have like special?
Oh yeah, you've been down in the Florida office for a little bit here. Right. Yeah, let me bring it up to speed.
Okay,
so we've got so much extra money in the state of New York now that we thought it would be good to have a fireworks display across the state.
Okay,
We did it. We got the worst numbers in the world.
Yeah.
Second worst, right? Yeah. Worst numbers in the world, but we did it. We beat COVID, and King Cuomo came out and lifted all the restrictions. Well, at least he said he did, and then he forgot to take the face diapers off the kids.
Mm.
And if you go to a ball game, there's still a vaccinated section and an unvaccinated section, but we took all the restrictions away.
So this is a celebration for Cuomo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and he still.
We're celebrating King Cuomo, right? Is that what we're doing?
Okay. Yeah, the birth of Jesus or Andrew Cuomo.
Yes, yeah. I see. All right. Yeah. He's such a great leader. Our dear leader, Andrew Cuomo. By the way,
his emergency powers are still in play.
Yeah. I did notice, though, I saw an article that like 9 other states have moved to restrict the emergency powers and take them away now. Not New York.
No.
Not New York.
No. Why would we do that? No.
Well, things are going so well.
Why would we do that? I was talking to Dave DiPietro earlier in the week, and he said the Democrats love this. They love this. I mean, you know, he's pushing their left-wing agenda for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
They have control over people. They can ram through what they need to ram through.
Yeah.
So why not, right? Why not?
Exactly.
So,
perfect.
Yep. State hit 70% of adults, by the way, have been vaccinated. They are having some issues, though. There's been some issues with some of the younger kids. So inflamed heart issues.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to sort of, you know, force my children to have the vaccine, even though they had COVID.
Right.
And they were part of the 99.9978% that survived.
And have a better immunity because of it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
According to Andrew, we should still stick a needle in my kid's arm. Because
just for the risk.
Why?
I read that the CDC, they convened the emergency sessions because, you know, obviously when kids start having issues from vaccines, you know, it's an emergency, obviously. You want to look into it right away. But then they had to delay it because, you know, Juneteenth. Why not? And I'm serious about that. They literally delayed their meeting so that they could celebrate or take the day off for Juneteenth. Now, Juneteenth, by the way, was nobody even knew about Juneteenth. There was no in fact, Obama did a speech years ago on Juneteenth, never even mentioned Juneteenth, right, June 19th, never even mentioned the holiday Juneteenth. He was talking about, that was a speech where he said, if Trayvon by the sun, he looked like Trayvon, right? He was talking about Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
Never once did he mention that this was a day to be celebrated until Trump actually came out. It was Trump that first came out and said, you know what? I'd make it a holiday. Sure, why not? It's a historic day, right?
The day the Republicans ended slavery,
That's right. The Republicans ended slavery. I'd make it a holiday. And the Democrats said, don't you dare. This is our turf. And so there they go. And now we got it. But Biden got to do it. Hell, Emperor Biden, right? The installed president, the fake president.
Now, this is the day that the Republicans ended slavery. The Republicans.
That's right. By the way, I was thinking about that. And we're doing a short show today, folks, because we are filling in for Bob Lyons. Lonsberry all week in Rochester on Wham 1180. And that's 4 hours of radio a day. So doing 4 hours of radio and coming back and doing another podcast makes this podcast a little bit shorter. But, you know, it's there's a lot we're going to talk about throughout the week, you know, in Rochester, including, you know, the FBI. And I know we got a lot of topics coming up, you know, throughout the rest of the week. Because
Tucker Carlson
hammers it. Yeah,
unloaded a bombshell.
He did.
A bombshell.
There is an ample amount of evidence, an ample amount, that shows that the FBI, not only in this event, but in a lot of previous events, have been the ones that have encouraged, coordinated, assisted, right? There was one case in Texas, Garland, Texas shooting, which I think was stopped by a local police officer, and I don't think anybody was killed except for the perpetrator, I believe. I got to go back and look at the details. We will look at the details for that show for sure. But there's a text message from the FBI agent going, yeah, remember those guns I gave you? I think you should go shoot somebody up with those. Like, like fan the flames. Right. And, you know, in fact, Tucker Carlson, as he put it in the Michigan case, right? Remember Michigan? We had six people that were all right-wing, you know, whatever, militia folks. Turns out, no, they're all left-wing.
Yeah.
One guy was a homeless guy living in the basement of a bakery or something, or a plumber.
Who paid him off, right?
Right. And the FBI agents were in the van as they were going to supposedly kidnap Whitmer. The FBI agents. Now, look, folks, there's one thing in going undercover and getting information and using that information to arrest somebody. It's an entirely other thing to be an active participant and enable these types of things, right? And don't tell me they didn't do it, because there's mounds of evidence.
Look at the track record from wiretapping people to... You know, I mean, literally back to the 40s, you know, 60s. I mean, these people were...
Keeping files on people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even some high-profile people, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra.
Yep.
You know, and by the way, they used to follow some of these people around thinking they were part of the Communist Party.
Yeah.
Now the FBI is the Communist
Party. That's exactly right. That's right.
My times have changed, huh?
That is
so
exactly
So they used to monitor
right.
people thinking, these guys part of the Communist Party, they're going to come in and ruin things. Now they're like, we are part of the Communist
Party. They are part of the party, for sure. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Sad.
Unreal.
Where do we go here? By the way, fireworks. One last thing. We have so much extra money in New York State that Andrew thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
So much extra money.
Yep.
I mean, we are broke beyond broke. And instead of spending the time opening up, by the way, if you've got money, Andrew, for fireworks, give it to the restaurants that you've destroyed.
That's right.
Give it to the nail salons that you've destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 2/3 of restaurants you've absolutely destroyed. How sick is it if you own a restaurant, you've lost everything you've worked for? Everything,
yep.
And you're watching this guy blow off taxpayer money into the air. I mean, it just shows you how totally incompetent the left is.
They care
less about the business owners and the struggles these people go through.
No. They're just a piggy bank is all they are. Yeah. When is this supposed celebration for our dear leader, King Cuomo, Mike?
Last week.
I missed it already.
Yeah, you missed it.
You were
in the Florida office. So.
Damn it. Yeah. I see. So it must have been wonderful. Did they have parades for the king? Did they have?
I didn't see. It was mainly, I guess, Albany and New York City.
Of course,
West New York didn't get any of the fireworks.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So just celebrating our dear leader in Albany and the cesspool that is the utopian liberal New York City. Gotcha.
We still owe him for that vacant warehouse he put up on the waterfront.
So. Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. We'll make a store of the fireworks there.
Yeah. Speaking of New York State, local state senator proposing bill to give $1,200 incentive for people to return to work. What a bunch of crap this is.
Well, here's the incentive. It's your first paycheck.
Yeah.
Right? You work so many hours, and then you get a paycheck. That's your incentive.
There was a business owner who had a sign that said, I have stimulus checks for you. Just come in and work 40 hours a week, and you'll get one.
There you go. I love it.
So true.
What a joke.
Could you imagine when we have such a shortage of workers? You know, I talked a week or two ago on the whether it was podcast or the radio show about a friend of mine who runs all the food and beverage for the Seneca Niagara casinos. Mm-hmm. They had 70-plus openings. Some of these jobs were paying $70,000 a year. Now, you had to have a little experience in, you know, being a chef for those positions, but many of them, you know, $40,000, you know, good-paying jobs.
Yeah, good start.
He said, Mike, you know, we're on all these online outlets to try to figure out resumes. He goes, guess how many people applied for the job? And I said, I don't know, 20, 30, 50. He said, zero.
Zero.
Zero. I was talking to another buddy of mine at Ingram Micro who was hiring. He said, Mike, it was a Monday. I was supposed to have 7 job interviews. Mm-hmm. Not one showed up. He goes, and I started to look through why they were applying. He goes, 3 out of the 7 put because I have to.
That's right. It's unbelievable.
Talk about a slap in the face.
Right.
Like you,
because I have to send this in so I can keep getting it. Let's see. They're going to pay me $1,000 a week to sit on my ass.
Right.
Or I can take $1,000 and go get a job and not sit on my ass. Oh, I'll sit on my ass and keep taking. If they extend unemployment in September, it will be, and the economy fails and sputters out and doesn't recover, it will be exactly because of that bad government policy of extended unemployment. It is time to go back to work.
How sad it is that we had the worst recession probably ever when you talk about contraction in the economy, right?
For sure.
You know, 30, 40% pullback in GDP, right?
Yeah.
The estimates now, the job, and what's amazing to me, and we've talked about this for decades now, is that they're shocked that the numbers aren't coming in as good as we thought, right?
Right.
So
always.
They're shocked. Housing starts were under underperforming. Last month, we were supposed to create 1 million-something jobs. We were a few hundred thousand short. Once again, I don't know if I have it in front of me. Oh, jobless claims show surprise increase. So surprise. They're shocked that the language out of Joe Biden of, you know, sit at home, Obama's back, you didn't build that. It's not your fault. They're shocked. The jobless claims show surprise increase to highest level. Shocked.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you can look at the cause and effect over and over and over again, and it doesn't seem to. They must know, right? I mean, hopefully, all I have to do is cross my fingers and hope that they get shamed into not extending unemployment benefits. Florida has a 4.7% unemployment rate as of the latest numbers. New York is at 8.5%. Now, is it the sun? Is it the weather? I mean, seriously. I mean, all these excuses from Democrats, right? When people move out of the state, when they go for economic opportunity, Cuomo comes out and says, well, they're moving because of the weather. The weather's nicer. Because the weather's nicer in Florida, does that mean we have half the unemployment benefits down there? No, it doesn't. There's less benefits.
Paying people to be poor in the state of New York. They continue to do that. There is a huge now. There's a shortage of employees in Florida. Don't get me wrong, right? Mm-hmm. It is not even anywhere close the state of New York, and we see that in the unemployment numbers. We had somebody who called us from. I work in the Labor Department, and you guys are wrong at the end of last week's radio show. And you said, "Well, how could we be wrong? These numbers are not wrong. 8-point-something% unemployment. 4-point-something. We know." That 8 out of 100 people in the state of New York are sitting at home and collecting benefits, right? We know that.
I think what he was trying to say, and this is a stupid way of looking at it, is, well, because we've paid people so much to stay home, our labor numbers are showing that the people that are going to work are getting a higher pay because of it. Mm. So let me explain how this works. And this is called wage inflation, right? Normally, you want to get a higher wage for more productivity, right? Mm-hmm. The more you produce for your organization, the more output you can come up with, the more productive you are, and the more value you add to the business you're working with or working for is what increases your wage, right? Your worth is what your output is, right? Just like the country as a whole, right? And so, you know, when you have just, well, we're going to pay you more just because, you know, then you end up getting wage inflation without additional output, right? That's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. And to your point earlier, Mike, we have a fantastic new young front desk receptionist, you know, Hannah, who did a wonderful job, moved back to Florida. Her husband was in the Coast Guard, and they're from Stuart, Florida, so he's joining the police academy down there. He was done with his 4 or 5 year tour, which is great. So we had an opening in our organization, as we oftentimes do, and we grow a lot, so we're always hiring. We had, I think, something like 15 resumes come in, and 10 of those resumes we set up interviews with. Not a single person showed up.
Not even
showed
out of respect for the fact that they might need it in the future.
Nope.
Don't care.
Not a single person showed up. So they can just go ahead and, you know, whatever. So we had to hire a new front desk receptionist, and she's great. She's wonderful. But we had to pay up to get her, right? We had to pay more money than we normally would. Simply because now I think she's going to work out great. She's got a good skill set, and I think we got lucky. But the reality of it is that would not our normal starting would have been a lot lower than we had to start because you simply can't get people over right now. You cannot hire people when the government is your competition and they're paying them to stay at home.
Yeah, now some would say that's a good thing, but if you analyze where that's happened already in the country, right? Oh, we've got higher wages. Well, yeah, but everything around you gets more expensive. And if you don't believe me, take a ride to California. Where you have folks literally making $60,000, $70,000 a year that cannot afford an apartment.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, it's great. That's great. They're making more money. That's wonderful. Except they're living on the street still because they still don't have enough money to pay for the goods and services around them, right? When gasoline is, oh, dude, by the way, the guys, Mike and Mike, did an interview with Rob Ort. Did
you see the fantastic interview?
55 cents tax on gasoline. For you liberals, by the way, that listen to this podcast, listen to our radio show, because when do you find your brain, just a little bit of your brain? Where in the world does a 55 cent per gallon tax make any sense to help the poor and the middle class? Where does that work, right? Because I always hear constantly the rich, the rich, the rich. Now, they know for a fact, many of them, some of them are totally incompetent. Many of them know that they have forced the rich, the wealthy, the most mobile people out. Those are the ones that are leaving to Florida first, right? Mm-hmm. So the next step is, okay, well, we've already screwed them as much as we possibly can and we pushed them out. Who do we screw next? Who do we go after next? Can't cut anything. By the way, the budget in New York is bigger than Florida and Texas together.
Combined.
Isn't crazy. That nuts? That's
crazy.
Nuts.
$212 or $215 billion. Florida is barely $100 billion, right? So twice that of Florida. And you're right. Florida, Texas combined. New York is more, right? So, but it's probably because I'm sure it's because they got to plow the roads.
Oh.
That's why. Because they got, you know, because they don't have. I love when people say that. When you talk to them, this is why I don't even bother to engage with liberals anymore. I got to be honest. I used to in the past try to like maybe talk some logic into them. Nope. There's no logic in dealing with liberals anymore. They live in a completely parallel universe. I'm sorry. You have the conversation. Well, it's because Ford doesn't have to plow the roads. Oh, I see. $100 billion. Is that what? Well, but Glenn, their schools aren't nearly as good as ours are. Remember that one, Mike?
Yeah.
Uh huh. Except for that, you know, 40% graduation rate in the city of Buffalo. I think it's actually. Well, no. Up to 65 or 70 now.
Simply put, SAT scores are higher in Florida and in Texas, right, than they are in the state of New York.
Right? Well,
and that argument like 50 years ago may have held a little bit of salt, only because what happened in the state of Florida was you went there to retire. They didn't spend a lot of time. There wasn't a lot of families moving down there. Well, that's totally different today. I mean, that's the last 20 years have absolutely 1,000% changed that, where you have, you know, more of the people that are moving down there are families looking for freedom, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, looking to support their family with an actual job instead of welfare, right?
Yep.
So now you've got a better family structure, a better nucleus moving down there, and it's not the family that is in the inner city that they've got a sperm donor dad that we don't know where that person is, and a mom. They're not leaving for Florida to try to relocate and start
for better opportunity.
Over. For better opportunity. No, that's right. That's right. So what you're getting in Florida is you're getting more of the cream of the crop, right? Which was not the case 40, 50 years ago, which is clearly evident in the schools there and what's happening and how they're growing. And by the way, they seem to be able, this is crazy, let's go to Florida. They seem to be able to run multiple schools with less administration.
A lot less.
I can't believe it.
You know, going back to you, which is part of the reason why, you know, the budget's $200 billion versus $100 billion. Going back to your gas tax, though, you know, when you look at the people that it really hurts, I mean, you're talking about, you add out a 55% gas tax on top of the $3 and change it already is. You're pushing it right over $4. You're pushing it right to $5. And they'll say, well, it's good for the environment. Okay, you tell that to somebody who is a single mom trying to make ends meet to pay for her, you know, the mortgage and the rent the food, and that now all of a sudden, just pay 25 to 30% more for your fuel prices.
No problem.
You know what? Hey, Greta Thunberg, she's happy, right? Yeah. The global warming, but our sea levels won't rise. So, and that's what you're going to start to hear now. We have to, just like the masks, right? We have to all collectively sacrifice to save the world. It's for the good of the group,
says
the communist China.
The same old argument from the same old damn environmentalist about how the ocean levels are going to rise. When are they going to rise? When is that?
Well, after they said,
we were told
after
by
Obama,
Al Gore in the 90s, the early 90s, that we were going to be dead 10 years later and that everything would be underwater. None of that happened.
No.
It never happened,
nope.
by the way.
Nope.
And I continue to hear these people say, well, you don't care about the CO2 levels in the Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just assume that you're right about these levels. We'd have to kill all the cows first before because they do more damage with their gas.
Their game. Don't tell them not to be like, yes, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we'll start there. Then we'll move to China. How about that?
Because
China and India are the two biggest, filthiest polluters ever. Mm-hmm. So then we'll move there, and then we'll get to the cleanest place in the world, which is the United States of America. Okay.
Yeah, how is it? But they're a communist country. They should be perfectly clean.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is what you're going to hear now. The narrative will be, you know, we got to do the global warming. We got to stop driving. We got to increase gas taxes because it's for the good of the community. So when that family that's struggling is you know, falls into the hunger trap of not being able to feed themselves, and one out of five children in this country country doesn't have enough to eat, which breaks my heart, right?
Right.
It's actually higher than that.
And I still, you just, when you really take a step back, you wonder how that could be possible with the demand, the need and the demand for labor right now, right?
Right.
That comes back to all the way back to our failing public school systems,
yeah.
Specifically mainly in the inner city, although
yeah.
I will say, there's a huge drug problem in this country, and that's not just inner-city drugs.
No.
And that falls on the shoulders 100,000% of the Democrat Party and letting these drugs just walk across the border, number one. Number two, bail reform. Because now we're letting these drug dealers back out on the streets with zero consequence. They'll sell drugs right in front of the police officers because they know they don't give a crap. They'll spend a night in jail with some milk and cookies, and walk out the next day and be right on the corner selling heroin with fentanyl in it.
Yep. But do you think that that single mom or that family that's struggling, you know, do you think they really care if the sea levels rise, you know, 0.1 inch?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously?
No.
I mean, most people in this world are trying to get by, right? They're trying to, you know, now I've got to pay twice as much for my milk, right? Now I got to pay more for groceries. Now you're asking me to sacrifice more for the good of the community by paying more on gas prices for what, right?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, you know, you mentioned before, you know, when will the sea levels rise? Apparently right after Obama sells his waterfront house on Martha's Vineyard, which is right next to John Kerry's waterfront house on Martha's Vineyard, right? So
follow the money.
It's so easy, right? Just to you know, if the little mind of the liberal, that little peanut brain that they've got, if you could just figure it out, like if they were seriously concerned about sea levels rising, they really believe that, wouldn't they live in like Colorado?
Yes.
Wouldn't you want to be in like, I don't know,
the highest point in the country?
Somewhere like Utah. Yeah. Like how about the middle of the country, right? Where there's no water anywhere near.
In the mid-90s. See, in the early 90s, some of them may have believed it. But by the mid '90s, when the water levels didn't rise, and we got to find on eBay for like 99 cents a copy of Al Gore's book, and we'll go through all the predictions one time. We'll go back through in the previous.
If you can even find
this, this could figure out a lot. This is a new study. I saw this on CNBC actually this morning. New COVID study hints at long term loss of brain tissue.
Yeah, I'll
and
say.
I'm really thinking that what the problem is. The problem with the study is the liberals were probably the ones that signed up for it, and they had already lost a bunch of brain tissue.
Yeah,
so this
exactly.
is probably flawed. This is, and people say, "Oh, scientists wouldn't be flawed." Well, these are the same scientists that did the study that you know we were going to have 15 million people dead in this country, and their models were only, I don't know, 3,000% off. So
right, exactly.
I think maybe maybe the brain tissue has already been gone.
Yeah,
where do we go here? Where do we go? You know what? Speaking of governors, let's go. We always got to do a little segment on Mr. Ron DeSantis.
Oh, he's a
God
rock star.
God bless this man, right?
What a rock star.
And God bless Florida at this point. I thank you, all you taxpayers down there. Although you don't pay a state tax, you seem to have extra money. You seem to have better roads and bridges, and your school systems are better. But Governor Ron DeSantis this week directs Florida law enforcement to aid in the border crisis. So what Governor DeSantis is doing right now is Joe Biden's job. Governor Abbott, you know, I didn't agree with a lot of the stuff he did in the beginning of COVID and stuff, but I'll tell you what, I think recently he has stepped up tremendously, talking about taking Texas, you know, he's like, well, you have no other choice. We're going to take our own resources. We're going to finish the wall. He talked about putting a GoFundMe page, which would complete that wall like that. There's so many Americans that would participate in getting that wall done. He also said, Governor Abbott, that if you come across that border illegally, even though the feds aren't going to arrest you, we are. You will spend the night in jail. That's the tough love that needs to happen, right? Meanwhile, we've got millions of people around the world that want to get in our country legally that
can't get in.
But now Governor Ron DeSantis stepping up, and he's going to direct some law enforcement. They also said, the Attorney General of the state of Florida said, look, if you can help, if you're a state out there that can help, we need your resources. We need your help. Yep. Now, the state of New York, California, you'll just suck off the system like you always do, and you'll suck off your taxpayers like you always do.
Yep.
But once again, state of Florida, Ron DeSantis stepping up. The only thing, people say, I want him to run for president. I don't want to lose him in Florida.
I know. I don't want to lose him in Florida either. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I'd like to see Trump make a comeback and beat Biden and then really get in there with brass knuckles and say, you know what?
Oh, please,
Education Department, you're gone.
Gone.
Energy Department, shut it down.
Gone.
FBI, by the way, reapply.
Everybody at the top, gone.
The whole thing. The whole thing.
Gone.
The entire thing. Because I'm sorry, a fish rots from the head.
Yep.
Once the head is rotten, the rest of the fish is shot. And I'm not saying there's not good law enforcement people to work for the FBI. There are. There's a lot of good people to work for the FBI. Unfortunately, the whole thing is rotten. It really is. And you've got rotten bosses, you got rotten leadership, and it's rotting all the way down through. You got low-level people in the FBI, and again, they take orders, folks. They take orders from their superiors. Hey, go see if you can't round up four or five Michiganders and come up with a plot to kidnap the governor that we can blame on the right wing. Okay, here I go. And that's what they do, right? They may be good people at heart. And I'm so sick of hearing about that. It was the same thing with the health department people. Yeah. Well, they're just doing their job, Glenn and Mike. No, they're just doing their job.
Don't
really?
Don't do it.
Look, if my job was to euthanize cats and dogs in a humane way in the SPCA or a veterinarian's office, and suddenly they said, you know what, the drugs are too expensive, so, you know, here's a machete. Just take them out back. I'd just be like, no, not doing that. Are you crazy?
No.
So at some point, folks, you are – I don't care what your orders are from above. At some point, you yourself are personally responsible for your own actions.
Right.
There's no excuse to say, well, they were just following orders. That doesn't fly with me, okay? You have to be personally responsible. And if you work for the FBI and they say, hey, go out and round up a couple of folks that we can blame on the right wing. And by the way, give them weapons and come up with a plot. Draw it all out for them. You're going to really need to lead them through this one, right? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And what's happening.
By the way, if you're worried about money, you could write a book and make millions. So
yeah, right, exactly.
There's no excuse for that.
Yeah, no excuse. Zero. So anyway. Well, we'll see what happens with the Fed this week. We'll talk about that. We have a big tomorrow night, I believe, or tonight, depending on if you're watching or listening. Wednesday night, we have our economic and markets update. And I'm sure that one of the first questions I'll probably ask, or you'll ask, I think you're the one asking the questions, Mike, is on inflation.
Yes.
Right? We've had inflation numbers, and now the Fed meets this week. And the Fed came out last week, I should say, and basically said, nah, we don't see raising rates until, 2020 never. Let's see. No, they actually said 2023, but with inflation, ramping up with some of these prices, although I am seeing some things back off. I definitely am seeing lumber prices are starting to stabilize
and come back down
a little bit.
Because the demand has gone to zero. I don't want to say zero, but when you talk about lumber, and specifically lumber with housing, the home builders said, look, at every time we quote a house, by the time we're ready to put the nail and the lumber down, it's 20% more, and we're getting screwed.
Right,
so,
right.
Now you're seeing it go the other way.
Yeah.
It's a shame. A lot of that comes back to labor, which not to beat a dead horse, but when you don't have enough labor to put up homes, and then you're paying 20%, 30% more to get people there as contractors.
Yep.
That's where the trouble starts. So.
Well, that's where the wage inflation becomes more permanent, right? Because to your point, supply and demand kind of fixes the other stuff, right? The prices
go
too high, demand goes down.
Who wants to go backwards?
Exactly,
right? If I take you from $10 to $15, who now wants to go to $10?
Right.
Does it happen? Yeah, but it's tough. It's tough to really say, I don't want to go back to $12 an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why wage inflation becomes more permanent, right? So, a commodity inflation, goes up and goes down, but wage inflation is a little bit more permanent and will drive those higher prices longer term. Not to where they were, but when you start seeing 4.5-5% inflation rates, it'll likely settle back in. But we're going to be settling back into the historical norm of probably 3-3.5% inflation. Mm-hmm. That 1-2% inflation that we've had, and I guess we're kind of it's gone.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see that again
down for decades.
Yeah,
we were worried at one point about deflation, right? That was a bigger concern, not inflation, but deflation.
Exactly.
Two more topics, and we'll wrap this up here. By the way, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. Armed St. Louis couple pleads guilty to misdemeanor.
This is outrageous.
This is totally outrageous.
They took their guns. They handed in their guns. What were they thinking? Now the guy's going to run for office. Why would you not fight that in court?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm sure. So you have people that break into your neighborhood.
I'm sure there's attorneys that would have defended him for free.
They are attorneys. Aren't they? They came to defend themselves.
I
thought they were attorneys. Yeah,
but
the fact is, they broke into a gated community. Broke through the gate. Now, mind you, I will say this: the way that they acted was a little bit irresponsible. I mean, I'm not defending waving a gun at people. I think you stay inside your home and you wait until they pass, and you have the right to defend yourself. I think when you walk out on your front lawn and start waving an AR-15 or a pistol.
Yeah.
At people, and she was kind of doing this.
Yeah. But still, to your point.
But still, they took all the guns.
Those people broke into the neighborhood. That was a gated community.
And no charges for them.
Those people didn't just walk down the street peacefully, and they were threatening, but they broke the gate. They broke the gate to get into the community, right? So, these two were certainly not trained in firearms, that's for sure.
Yep, exactly.
However, to me, don't break into the gate. It's not their fault, right? They have the right to defend themselves, even if they're not the most trained and polished at at having a gun in their hand. Don't break into their community and you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Sickening that they would lose their guns. Sickening.
Yeah, it really is. But that's the way it is in the country now. This is what George Soros, part of the master plan, right, to destroy worlds. That's what he does. He destroys countries. He's just an absolute parasite. But he's been funding a lot of these district attorneys races across the country for many, many years. And this was part of the plan, right? Go after patriots, go after conservatives, fund these DAs that are left-wing leaning. They're going to use these our own justice system, political persecution of the people that they don't like, and that's exactly what they're doing. So you burn down a courthouse and you claim BLM, no problem, right? You burn down a police station, no problem. Mm. You assault people in the streets, you attack innocent people in a restaurant, no problem, right? But you defend your property while when people break in your neighborhood, you lose your guns and have to cop a plea I think the one was a felony. Well, I think one was a felony, wasn't it, or no? Maybe not.
Well,
maybe misdemeanor.
According to this, I think they pled down to a misdemeanor, but sickening. Uh-huh. Shouldn't have any of that.
Yeah.
All right, let's end on a positive note. We need help. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot begs for federal assistance after second mass shooting in 4 days.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, Mrs. Lightfoot, that you can pay for incompetence. I mean, all the money in the world, we can bring dump trucks of cash there. If you're a moron, you're a moron. Mm-hmm. What else do you say about this? I mean, these people are that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They have the most restrictive gun laws in the country, right? Far. You can't buy bullets in the city of Chicago. Mm-hmm. That clearly did not work.
Right.
Then they moved on to let's defund the police.
Yep.
Well, that didn't work. So what do you need money for, by the way? If you're defunding the police,
right.
What do you need money for?
Social workers, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, how totally incompetent could you possibly be? Now we need help. You know what? Stop sending money to these cities. Sending my federal tax dollars. I'm so sick and tired of seeing being shoveled into total incompetent cesspools of waste.
Mm-hmm.
Waste.
Exactly. You can look at the reasons why Chicago is where it's at. It's so obvious. It's the same reason, by the way, that L.A. is like it is.
Yep.
And Baltimore.
Yep.
And New York City now, right? New York City was a clean, it was the murder rate was way down, right, after decades of cleaning it up, starting with Giuliani, passing on to Mayor Bloomberg. Now, Mayor Bloomberg went a little bit over the top with, sodas and everything else. But, hey, you know what? You could go down to New York City. You could, walk through the city without being being assaulted. You can go down to Times Square.
Defunding the police. They were not defunding the police.
So just look at how many years de Blasio been there? Like 3, 4, 5, 6 years now? What is it? 4 years?
He's not running again, which is, I guess, a positive.
Thank God. But
he's
seriously.
He's left a path of destruction that I don't think will ever be fixed there. You're looking at property values going down 60-70% in Manhattan. That's crazy.
A year ago, Mike, there was 7,000 apartments available for rent. Today, there's 25,000. So 4 times as many apartments available. Why? Because people are leaving. Nobody wants to live there.
Nobody wants to.
It only took 4 or 5 years for de Blasio's anti-police rhetoric, going after the police instead of the perpetrators, bail reform, defunding the police. They took like $1 billion or whatever, the ridiculous number, and he gave it to his wife, Charlene McCray, who nobody has any idea how she spent the money.
No.
Right? Nobody has any. There's no accountability for anything.
I'm sure they have a nice townhouse, though.
They have
a beautiful townhouse.
Oh, for sure. But he took, I don't know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions away from the New York Police Department. He defunded it. And the New York Police Department had to basically say, we have to get rid of our crime unit or whatever it was, their special unit, investigation unit.
Don't need that in New York City
anymore. No. And what happened? The crime went through the roof, right?
Yep.
It's cause and effect. It's not hard. You put your finger in the light socket, you're going to get shocked.
Yeah.
It's cause and effect.
Right.
It's not hard.
The thing is, they keep putting their finger in the light socket.
Over
you can't figure out what the problem
Blaming
is.
Trump. That was Trump's fault.
Well, that would explain her hairdo here from Mayor Lori.
This is true.
So, all right. Well, let's wrap it up. By the way, we're going to be on in Rochester, WHAM, all week. So make sure you tune in. iHeartRadio, actually, is the WHAM signal. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, folks. A lot of the stuff we talk about, we post to our Facebook page, post to our Twitter page. For those of you locally, by the way, what did I do with, hey, Kels, can you throw me that stuff on Mahalu, July 6th, if you can possibly... go to our Facebook page, Stefan Mahalu. We're going to be doing, he's doing a benefit, but Stefan's been one of the few here in Western New York, if you're in the Buffalo area, that has actually been supporting the taxpayers and trying to fight to not destroy things like the restaurant industry. So if you are in a position to be able to help, It's votestefan.com, and it's July 6th. It's going to be out at the Moose Club in Hamburg if you can join us, all right? On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we'll catch you either iHeartRadio, radio.com. Our website, by the way, is all of this, thefinancialguys.com. See you during the week.